Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company, that's for sure. Hey, folks, don't forget, go to our website, www.theunionedge.com, and sign up for our e-activist newsletter. Look, if you're local, your organization needs some help, we'll get the word out for you. If you're willing to help, we'll get the word to you. It's called Solidarity. We're all in this together. We're all working real hard to improve our communities, and guess what? It is working. Great job, folks. We appreciate that. Hey, listen, sometimes it's good to go back to what we used to do because it really worked well in this environment, the way banks are sometimes, the way credit cards are sometimes, the way, paycheck cashing, look, there's a lot of people really getting taken to the cleaners just trying to get their paycheck cashed and go shopping. To help us talk about this and what the United States Postal Service can do to help and the American Postal Workers Union, we've got Kathleen Isaac. Kathleen, welcome to Union Edge.
Thank you, Charles. It's great to be here.
Thank you very much. First of all, you work with the United States, the American Postal Workers Union, and we're talking about bringing back postal banking. Kathleen, talk to us, what is that and when did we do it?
Sure. Postal banking is simply the provision of low-cost, consumer-driven financial services via the U.S. Postal Service. So the idea would be that you could go to your post office, which, is conveniently located in your community, and do basic banking services, like get your paycheck cashed, use the ATM, and pay your bills, send money to another post office or somebody across the country or in another country, and get that all done at the Postal Service in an institution you trust and that's convenient.
As a former law enforcement officer, I'm thinking about one organization here in the United States that benefits to the tune of billions of dollars every year from undocumented immigrants here in the United States, undocumented personnel sending money back home. It's also used by narco traffickers, arms dealers, and human traffickers to launder money. I'm sure that some of those organizations are not real happy about the Postal Service getting in there doing that same kind of work at a greatly reduced rate, but also having the ability to stop criminal activity.
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity to do both of those things. I mean, and the people who are preying on low-income folks, charging exorbitant rates for these services, probably won't like this very much, but that's the very reason why we're supporting it.
Well, there
this
you go.
It's a place, where we can do it, and we can do it affordably.
Absolutely. And, cashing a check, I've seen, some of these check cashing places wanting 10% plus
that's
a fee.
Right.
And for those people who don't have a bank account but need a debit card, loading these cash debit cards, that's expensive, and you're paying, upwards of 8% just to use your own money?
That's right, just to use your own money. So if you're earning minimum wage and you have to go to one of those ATMs and pay to just get your money, just to get your own money that you earned out of the bank, you're effectively earning less than minimum wage.
Kathleen, I got to tell you something. I'm going to tell a little story about myself. Back in the early 80s when I was a young man, and I was stationed overseas in Germany, you could go into the local Bundespost, the local post office, and you could pay all of your bills to just about any organization in Germany for a mark, which was about 50 cents. Not just for each bill, but for the entire set of transactions. And it was considered, the second that you did that with the Postal Service in Germany, your bill was paid. There was none of this, wait 3 days for it to clear, yada, yada, yada. So that was a wonderful thing. We've done that here in the United States before. We're talking about doing it again. I think it's a great idea. How is this going to help people?
Well, that's a really good point. It is done all over the world, not just in Germany. There's postal banking in about 140 countries, and it serves 1.5 billion consumers every year. So we think if can do it, other countries can do it here too. And as a matter of fact, we have done it here before. There was a thing called the Postal Savings System from 1911 to 1966, and people could go to their local post office and have a savings account there. and it was secure. In 1911, of course, the FDIC didn't exist, but the postal savings accounts were backed by the Federal Treasury. So people felt really good about going to the post office and, you know, trusted it to take care of their money.
Plus, another thing is the Postal Service is a nonprofit organization. It works. Well, it's a non-costing organization because when you buy stamps and letters and so on and so forth, that's paying for everything soup to nuts. This would just help with that process. And, oh, my goodness, the price of stamps might go down.
Well, that could be. I don't know about that. But, you know, we do need to strengthen our public postal service, and we think this is one of the ways that we can do that. So it will benefit all of those consumers. And 28% of U.S. households are underserved by the traditional banks and need some place to go. And the post office could be that place.
So if almost 30% of the population could use this, it would save them some money. It would put a little bit more money into their household. Hey, that's a
right.
Wonderful thing. How do we find out more about this, and how do we get Congress to get on board of this bandwagon?
Well, we think that we don't need to wait for Congress. The Postal Service can do a lot right now. And to that end, we are calling on Postmaster General Megan Brennan to act now. And we have a petition that's going on right now, so your listeners can go to our website, and that's www.campaignforpostalbanking.org. Sign the petition, tell the Postmaster General to act now to start postal banking all over the country.
Campaignforpostalbanking.org.
That's right.
And I'm still writing. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Campaignforpostalbanking.org.
Mm-hmm.
And now, this is a wonderful idea. It's not going to cost the taxpayers any money. It's going to help consumers. It's going to help people in your community.
That's right, and it's going to strengthen the Postal Service as well. A public institution that does serve everybody, has a mandate to serve everybody in the country, and also happens to have really good union jobs.
Well, not only that, but it's also mandated by the Constitution of the United States.
That's right. That's right. It is.
So for, you know, this is, folks, the only people who are going to complain about this are the people who are trying to make money off of you.
That's absolutely
right. You know, the only people complaining about this are trying to reach into your pocket. Catherine, once again, you know, thank you very much. I appreciate this. How many signatures are we trying to get?
Well, we just hit 150,000 yesterday, and we will be delivering the petitions to Megan Brennan next week. So people need to act now, get their names on that petition right now, and see how many more we can get.
Absolutely. Campaignforpostalbanking.org. We're going to jump up and down on this. Does the American Postal Workers Union website have any more information?
Yes. Both the Campaign for Postal Banking and the APW website have information on the campaign.
Catherine, any final words for us today?
Just sign that petition so that we can make it a reality.
Well, there you go. Campaignforpostalbanking.org. Catherine, thank you very much. We appreciate you being with us today. And we look forward to getting you back on again here very soon.
I would love that. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Yeah,
folks, you know, I got to tell you, this is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. It will strengthen the Postal Service. It will allow low-income people not to be gouged by predatory banking cards and check cashing and payday loans, so on and so forth. There's about a bazillion branches out there at every postal service in the country. My goodness. Get on board with this, folks. Campaignforpostalbanking.org. Campaignforpostalbanking.org. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.